Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Hey, it's David Haw, and with CBD, only two questions matter. Is it safe, and does it work? The answer is True Relief, THC-free, and it works for me. Go to buytrureleaf.com.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Eddie Olczyk.
You know, a guy like Corey Crawford, look, two-time Stanley Cup champion. He's been unbelievable. But there comes a point you have to say, look, we value this player at this number. You cannot afford to overpay players just because. Those are decisions that are not easy. But if you're looking to make another run, you say, look, we want you. But this is, it's going to be, because you guys know this, is that when the player, when the team has the hammer, they use that to, you know, when they're driving the bus, they use that to the best of their abilities. And then when the player gets it, and I've lived both sides, and then when the player gets it, it's like, look, I have to be realistic and to know, look, do I want to be a number one goaltender and make less money, or do I want to try to go make more money and be maybe a backup?
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It all starts with just one thing. Try some eco-friendly summer activities this year, like going for a walk or hike in local parks or hills, go bird watching, or even camping out in your own backyard. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
My name is Noah Feldman. I'm the host of a new podcast called Deep Background. I'm a Harvard Law professor and a Bloomberg columnist. I testified at the House impeachment hearings. So I both study the news and have, on occasion, even contributed to making it. In each episode of Deep Background, I interview an expert or a policymaker to explore the historical, scientific, legal, or cultural context behind the headlines. You can find Deep Background on radio.com or wherever you like to listen.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining amounts due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available ever. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, user rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
SportsRadio.com Sports presents You Better You Bet.
Hey, everybody, it's Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, and we are back talking sports gambling every weekday in podcast form. It's wagertainment on the PGA Tour, UFC, soccer, NASCAR, and getting you set for the returns of pro and college football, the NBA, NHL, and beyond, helping to put money in your wallet. Subscribe to You Better You Bet on the Radio.com app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
You Better You Bet, a Radio.com Sports original.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Make sure you tell guys to hydrate.
You know what that might
be. Wear the mask.
Where they say,
I'm back, baby!
VP going. After VP, we're going to have a scrimmage game. We think we're going to play like 5 innings. Of course, my team's going to dominate. Count's been great. Been grinding every day, getting better, working every day. Great to be back with the guys. A lot of distance from each other. A lot of air fives.
What a great day of practice. Got the pitchers going out. Make sure you get my boy Keuchel. Oh, hey, make sure you get Skip. The best skipper in the league.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Thanks to Major League Baseball's Twitter account. That is, of course, Tim Anderson.
And, of course.
Yeah, you could hear it. You know it's him, and he's fired up, and I'm fired up for Tim.
The best manager in the league. That is the way that he described Ricky Renteria, who I do think he's had a very good week. You know, we evaluate leadership at times like these, and I think that from David Ross and from Ricky Renteria, they have been two guys who have been put in very difficult circumstances, tough situations. But they have said and done the right things. And when they did pan over to Ricky Renteria in the dugout, when Tim Anderson was hyping him, he had a mask on, you know, and he's sending the right message. And Mully, we are seeing from our sports examples, guys who would be considered, I guess, role models, but they're wearing masks. They're masking up. And the sports world is doing it right for the most part. I think you could obviously probably find exceptions. None come to mind right now. But there have been most guys that you see out there setting a very strong message and example about the necessity and the importance of putting a mask on and trying to limit the spread. Because if you want to see sports, that's what it's going to require, a better job than we have been doing.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think that the problem, you know, isn't with our teams. It's with parts of the country, and I don't know if you've been paying attention to everything that's happening, David. I'm trying not to, but there's been a surge of cases around the country. There's been a surge of deaths in the Sun Belt region and in different states now, so no longer can we claim that that's not happening. No, you know, we're doing a lot of denial about this stuff that doesn't make sense to me. I just want to get some baseball going. I want to watch some sports, and I think that you could go a long way if you told people, you know, if you wear a mask, you'll get your sports. I think that might turn some minds, if not some ankles, because I think you know the idea of turning the ankles, you'd see them coming with their limbs, right? Isn't that an old Irish saying?
Well, there are some politicians in the South that are putting it in those terms exactly about how if you want to see football, college football, I think in the states that come to mind, then you're going to put a mask on. And Mully, I'm curious, you know, obviously we come in here on a Monday morning, and if you remember what that felt like in terms of where our relative optimism or pessimism was about how this baseball thing was going to, you know, go, and there was a lot of skepticism because the testing issues, and, you know, they couldn't get this right, couldn't get that right. There were delays. As we leave here, get ready to walk out on a Friday after the show, Do you feel better about where Major League Baseball is and the I guess, improvements, relatively speaking, because not all of it has been fixed? But do you feel better about the state of Major League Baseball and testing as we get ready to wrap up here?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you can. I can't imagine not feeling better about it because, you know, we're not delaying practices. We're not canceling a practice. You know, the summer camp is in full session. So that means it's ongoing, and they're doing something to keep that happening. And, I do feel a lot more hopeful and a lot more there was a couple of days after they started where I was like, oh, my God, they're not going to get this thing going. But now here we are at the end of the week, and I'm feeling better about it. I'm sure you are, too.
I really felt like there was a time there when we started looking at Utah and the issues and, boy, the logistical challenges. And they sounded like excuses when they were blaming the 4th of July holiday. And I really felt like there was a realistic possibility we'd get to Friday and we'd have to be talking about teams that were, you know, having discussions about whether or not it made sense to keep going. And I don't feel that sense right now. And I don't want to be fooled into certainly any sense of security. Nobody should feel, I don't think anybody's ever going to feel that anxiety removed this season. Every day is going to create its own set of challenges. But I do think that if we started the week with the arrow pointing down, like it is outside Guaranteed Rate Field, then I think that we end the week maybe with the arrow pointing up a little bit in terms of a positive direction for optimism and Major League Baseball and the process with which they're using.
Yeah, I want to get to a point where all we're talking about are the guys on the field and who's there and how they're playing. And I don't know that we're going to get to that anytime soon. You know, I think the Cubs are doing a good job and everything's okay with them. You know, you worry about Anthony Rizzo a little bit, but you're just counting down days waiting for the season to go. I think with the White Sox, you know, much as I don't want it to, Yoan Moncada not being there, Michael Kopech not being there, they're hanging over that season. And you know, I'm not saying that they're not coming back. I appreciated Lucas Giolito trying to give some positive news. It's probably, you know, 10 days, whatever. You know, we're just really getting going here. But you worry because you look at 2 weeks from starting a season. I think field position players are in a different boat than pitchers. But, you know, you can't help but have a concern about it. I just want all hands on deck. That's all.
Absolutely. I think experience tells you, though, a couple things in regard to those two guys. You follow the cues and you listen to what the players and how they talk about guys who aren't there. And I think that there's some optimism about Moncada coming back and being part of this, maybe even from day one. I honestly just don't sense the same sort of feeling surrounding Michael Kopech's availability or status, Mully. And I think that there's almost a growing sense that anything that he contributes this season might be a bonus because of the late start and because of the odd, mysterious circumstances surrounding his absence. So I think there's probably, again, positivity surrounding Moncada and the future, not so much about Kopech and the immediate future.
You know, I got to be honest with you. If I'm watching something, if I hear the players calling for the parrot when Edwin Encarnacion hits a home run and he obliges, I'm laughing and I'm like, that is it takes your mind off of everything, right? But I mean, you know, I do want to get to some games. I do want to get to some to see some televised stuff and feel good about that. I really do.
Polly wants a homer. That parrot?
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Did you see where he hit that? I mean, that home run swing looked as polished. This is a guy that you just remember when you see that, how many home runs he has hit in the last 8 seasons. And, they got him too. What an off season that was. What a season this could be. I hope that we are able to look forward to it. And 2 weeks from today, celebrate the beginning of the White Sox and the Cubs seasons.
Amen to that, David. All righty. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy everything going on. Want to say thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate that. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes. He'll be back.
Parrot's going for a winner-take-all walk.
Yeah, he'll be back to see his own cardboard cutout, please God. Our thanks to Kevbo. Bless you, sir.
He's quite a guy and quite a character.
Quite a character. And Ray, you are the man. Bless you.
Thank you. A very, very smart, perhaps brilliant man.
David, enjoy yourself, pal. We'll talk soon.
You too, Mully. Take care.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
That segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. Chicago guys talking Chicago sports for nearly three decades. We were there when Jordan and the 90s Bulls were making history.
I want to talk to you this morning about the Bulls winning the championship last night.
When Hester took it all the way in Super Bowl 41.
Hester 5!
When the 05 Sox swept the World Series in four.
Let's go inside the White Sox clubhouse right now.
I never thought I would see a baseball championship in Chicago.
Three Blackhawks Stanley Cup championships.
That's hockey, baby!
And when the Cubs broke the curse in 2016.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
This isn't a grilled cheese I'm making. It's a melty masterpiece that deserves a kitchen worthy of greatness.
Looks like my porch is full of packages again. It also looks like my compulsive buying needs to change to compulsive saving.
As I sit here on this couch, I decided to make some changes, starting with this couch.
I'd love to be looking out my window at a beautiful backyard instead of a brick wall. Time for a new house.
Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Join Lawrence Holmes and me, Maggie Hendricks, as we do the Ride for Life 10,000 together. Cycle, walk, run, dog walk, hike, swim, even log your steps at home. Anyone can join at any level with a goal that's meaningful to you. Stay active and support TPAN, saving lives and empowering people affected by HIV and AIDS. Go to rideforlifechicago.org to join or donate.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Sammy Sosa.
Well, you know, I don't have too much to shop with Mr. Ricketts, but we're talking about that, you know, that era. I mean, I don't know why they were going to take the blame for everybody else. That's only I'm trying to say. And also, you know, for the voters or for the writers, you know, every year that I have a chance to do every interview, I did it. I treat the reporter very nice. So one of the reasons that I ask myself why that I cannot receive more vote every year. So, you know, I see players, they don't have the caliber number that they have, that they have much better vote, or the writer treat those people much better than me. So that's the question that I ask myself. Why I think I don't get more recognition when it comes to the vote.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Date 80 prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available ever. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Summer is...